This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. Downtown Denver will see two very different crowds this weekend, protesters and police chiefs. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
Thousands of people are expected in downtown Denver for the No Kings protest against the Trump administration. The demonstrations are planned for the state capitol and hundreds of other cities around Colorado and the country. At the same time, some 16,000 law enforcement professionals will be downtown for the annual conference of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. They had been expecting FBI Director Kash Patel to join them for a Sunday panel, but that's been canceled without explanation. Anyone traveling downtown this weekend should leave a little extra time for road closures and other impacts. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The Big 12 Conference won't fine the University of Colorado Boulder for fans storming the field after the football team's upset win over Iowa State last weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Big 12 Conference penalized Colorado with a $50,000 fine in the Buffs' upset win on Saturday. But now the conference says the university properly executed its field storming management procedures and would not be fined. That includes quartering off the Cyclone football team so they could safely get off the field. CU Boulder will still have to pay $50,000 for inappropriate chants during last month's game against BYU. The Buffs have a bye this week. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. Buenos dias.